Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, Jeff.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, le stylis français?
Oh. Pay pigs, give a shout out right up top.
The French laugh goes right into a nice little...
Ooh, le swine.
Hey,
here's something, guys, here's something crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't realize this. Did you realize what number episode this is and what drink we're doing today?
Is it 75? 75?
Oh my God.
This is the 75th episode, and we did not choose the drink on purpose.
Wow.
Honestly, we did not choose episode 69 to be, which one was that? Between the Sheets?
Oh yeah, I think it was the Valentine's Day episode, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Sex on the Beach. Yeah, have we done Sex on the Beach yet?
Yeah, we did. It was one of the sex.
We'll have to dip into the archives to figure that out.
Yeah,
these numbers, the numbers coinciding with the drinks. This is when you know that God is watching over us and choosing us as the
God
chosen ones.
Watching us,
the Western God, the one true God,
Yahweh,
the Judeo-Christian God.
Yeah, nice try, everybody else. You're going to hell.
Hey.
And we're right there with you.
Oh, stop it.
We're going to party with you down there.
We're going to party with the Reds.
We're all atheists. We worship Ricky Gervais.
Us on this show, we worship the almighty dollar, let's be honest.
That's true. Anytime we can put... Cash in hand is the sort of the way we pray.
Yep.
That's right.
Well,
I'm still doing well with the no meat March.
Great.
Did
you have any pepperoni pizzas?
No pepperoni pizzas, but this weekend, this Sunday, I said, you know what, this is going to be, I'm doing one meal. I'll have a little bit of meat in a meal. So I got myself, I went over to the bodega and I said, I want an Italian sub. Give me this Italian sub. And there was a little something lost in the communication, and I got home and I had a tuna sub. I'm sorry, a turkey sub. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm still going to eat this, and it's probably better that I'm doing that anyway.
I think I know what happened is the deli guy kind of probably thought you were Dutton and was a turkey
yeah,
sandwich.
That's probably it.
Well, it was one of those things where I was talking with my mask on and I said Italian sub. He thought I said turkey sub. And then the questions he was asking me, like when I was like, oh, can I get banana peppers and like jalapenos on that too? And he was like, kind of like looking at like, okay.
Wait, you want me to put that stuff on top of this gobble gobble meat?
I couldn't understand him. Like, yeah, I'm gonna gobble it up. What are you talking about?
You jag off, yeah.
As much gobble ghoul as you want on that thing. Whatever.
Oh, that's the probably a gobble ghoul.
Yeah,
gobble ghoul.
Yeah. I think it's time to get to bip 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 bip.
Maybe we don't need to have you sing the whole thing.
Woke up this morning, got your prescription.
Oh no.
Your mama always said you need a prescription. She said you're one in a million, you got a prescription. Born under a bad sign with a prescription in your eyes, yeah. Woke up this morning. Got your prescription. Got your prescription. Got your prescription.
It's Booze News, you one-shoe cocksucker.
Ooh. Oh, oof. That woke up this morning, got yourself a prescription by Red Fabry, a.k.a. Danny Noonan on the Sloppy Boys Discord. Yes. And if you have a slop booze news theme song, email it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Here's my question. What did he say at the end there? You one shoe?
One shoe cocksucker?
Is that that must be a spoiler or something?
Must be a...
That's... I don't get it, but it sounds like a Sopranos reference.
Who's the guy with the silver hair? Paulie.
Paulie, yeah.
Paulie lost his shoe in the woods that time.
Oh, yeah,
Pine
yeah,
Barrens.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. There yes, that's go. Right. That's mm-hmm. good. That is good. I like like cramming in the word prescription so much at the end.
Well, yeah, and also it fit with the phrasing there at the end. I like it just being jammed in for most of the song.
Prescriptions.
You know, for any of our, we got a lot of, every week we have thousands of people jumping on and listening to this podcast for the first time. So we should remember that hey, folks.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably huge French 75 fans. You clicked on this podcast for the first time. You don't realize that when Mike tries to quote Tony Soprano, he always says, "Hey, give me the prescriptions." There you go. Now you're caught up to date. Now you can laugh.
That was kind of a thing from like...
It frees you up. You can laugh.
That was like a 6 month ago thing. I think we were probably doing the... That was really hitting the prescriptions thing really hard. The Sopranos.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
We were into it.
And, hey, nothing wrong with it. I'm glad Danny Noonan sent that in, but... it's just funny
speaking
to think
of Danny
about
Noonan,
long ago. It was long ago.
The actor that played Danny Noonan in Caddyshack is now in the HBO series Winning Time, and I did not put it together. Mike, you texted something about like Danny Noonan's character or whatever, and I was like, what the fuck is Mike going on about?
Right, I didn't track this.
He's lost his nut.
It was when it clicked for me, it was shocking because he is so much older. But I also like the... there's something novel about what once was... The slob is now the snob.
Ooh, Danny
Noonan is—he's playing the old stuffy rich guy on the show.
I wonder how much of the thought was in casting, or if it was just like, "Hey, we want to get this actor in here because he's good." But then, like, "Oh yes," or if whoever did casting was like, "Hey, we should cast a once slob."
a once slob,
now snob. And they were like, "What the F?" What, the control alt delete?
Well, who's got the booze news? I got a hankering.
Oh, shit. I had the top story of the day. Well, Old Bay vodka.
Old Bay, the spice?
Yes. Oh. You know about Arby's, how they made vodka. You know about how Lay's made vodka. And now... The winner of the Sloppy Boys Patreon Best Spice episode, Old Bay, made by McCormick Spice.
Right.
This was a funny thing. It's McCormick that makes Old Bay, and they partnered with McClintic or something, a very similar word that I forgot. It's a vodka company, but is also Maryland-based. So this is some real Chesapeake Bay type thing. And, you know, people often put Old Bay in their... Bloody Marys and stuff, but now you can just get it right in that vodka.
That stinky orange powder that we put at our shellfish.
I was frying up some shrimp today, and I put some Old Bay on that.
Were you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Does that count for meatless? Yeah.
Yeah, pescatarian.
I think we said up top I'm doing fish is fine.
Fish is fine.
Fish is fine. And you know, and I'll eat chicken every day too. It's fine.
And you know, if a pepperoni pizza gets in there, there's no way to stop that.
Turkey, I'm allowed to have chicken. A steak once in a while.
Yeah, every week, every other
keep
day.
Your iron up. Steak. You have a breakfast steak.
Keep my ire up. See, that sounds like a good one. That sounds like a good vodka. I would try that Old Bay.
I'd try that too. Now, is that going to be another limited edition? You can't get it. We just want the press type deal.
I really don't think so. I read an article in Food and Wine that makes it sound like it's an actual product because it's not as stunty as the other ones. So it's not exactly, you know, it's not like this went ultra viral or anything. Although a good number of slopheads did tag us in it, which is very helpful as the editor in chief of Booze News. So continue to tag us. But yeah, it's sometimes I'm like, well, what's the point? Because I have Old Bay and I could just shake it in to my Bloody Mary or whatever. So why do I need to use Old Bay vodka? But I do like the idea of maybe just drinking this straight. I like a savory drink, and maybe just Old Bay vodka on the rocks will be a thing. Do you know that Old Bay is really having a moment? And I think we should take credit and say that it's ever since we shouted it out on our Patreon, but during COVID, there was a shortage. People were buying so much Old Bay that McCormick had to like cut down on their production of other spices so they could put more people in the factory that makes Old Bay.
Awesome.
Wow.
And there was a whole thing about Old Bay hot sauce, which is really good. I have a bottle of it. It took me a long time to even get some because it was like sold out and it was selling on eBay for like $100 a bottle. And then I waited until it was back down to like $4 and it pretty much tastes like Frank's with a little bit of Old Bay in it. But
I might do that.
Old Bay, it's a hit.
Man,
it's a hit.
Get my hands on some of that.
Just doesn't quit.
On some of that bay.
A little bay for Jay. Hey, bay, bay.
Bay, bay.
talk about a chip that was spiced with Old Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that
Zaps?
Did Zaps have Old Bay?
Yeah. Not Old Bay brand. But, well, I had been squawking about Utz crab flavored chips, which are not, they don't taste like crab. They taste like Old Bay.
Right.
But then,
right.
Yeah, there's a variety of Zaps.
Voodoo
is the best, but then there's also the crawdad flavor Old Bay.
The crawdad. Yeah. Well, that's I just housed some voodoos this weekend, guys. You should
see. I saw it on Instagram. I saw your video walking across the room and went right into the chip bag. I thought that was funny. And there was one chip left. And then I saw Mookie, putts around the bag. I said, "What is going on here?"
He said,
"What I knew it was a bachelor party."
Mookie stole my line. What the fuck?
Mook is up. What the hell?
I've noticed, at a bar that we hang out here sometimes in LA, Hyperion Public, they've got bags of Zaps Voodoo at the bar, and you can order them, and I'll do that. I'll say, "Hey, give me a Boulevardier and a bag of Zaps," and shut up. And then I just saw a different bar has them too. I think it's. I like the bar snack. I feel like that kind of went away, but I like the idea of you being at a bar and being able to point to a little bag of chips that's
behind
the bartender's head.
Remember the White Horse? What was it called? The White or the Wild Horse or something in
the hot dogs.
In LA, they used to have hot dogs.
It was like the lady who owned it.
They were free.
They were free?
Yeah, it was like this old Polish lady that would just be cooking up a bunch of hot dogs and put them out for free.
And they would be like
those
just
were
steam,
free? Holy
like
shit.
Free plain steamed hot dogs.
Yeah.
And she would just come around and be like, "Hey, the new dogs are up."
Yeah.
If you're they are.
And a big
she was
bowl
like
a den
mom. Yeah.
That was a great place. Cool. That the whole place felt like a basement or something.
Yeah.
Nice vibe.
Yeah. But in a good way, folks.
In a good way. But now it's something else. It's either
it's something else.
Closed
it,
after
it had
COVID
reopened,
or
it was like a clubby
it
club.
It was under new ownership as still called the White Horse, and then that went out of business again.
Oh, did?
Yeah, there was like it was called like something at the White Horse. It was called like Wild Girl at the Crazy Horse or something like that.
I went to it once and I got a Tecate for like $8. And I was like, "Guys, I don't think this is sustainable." And they said, "You still have to pay." And I said, "Catch me." out the front door. Well, I got a little, I got something. I have a little update here, Jeff. If you want to play the clip. I got an update from from something I've been up to, sort of interested in lately.
Oh boy.
Gale Watch 2022.
Hey guys, Mike here from Gale Watch 2022, where we keep an eye on all things Gale. We are not up in the chopper copter today. We're just hanging out in the office. The something. The engine blew up on the thing. It caught fire. We were in midair. To put it bluntly, we were flying around. The thing caught fire. We had to land quickly. We did a sully. We did a landing sully stylies in the Hudson River. So we all got out safe, and now we're just kind of chilling here at the office, waiting for the chopper to get it fixed. We're searching the internet, looking for all things Gale, seeing what concerts she's got going on. But you know, we're turning lemons into lemonade over here, and we're having a good time, making the best of it. So hopefully next week I'm back up there in the sky, where we'll be buzzing around the city, seeing what we can find, keeping you up to breast with all things Gale. All right, back to you in the studio, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Oh yes,
tough times.
Yeah, you guys. You remember that the outro to Gale Watch is a little longer than the intro to Gale Watch.
Yes, it really takes it on home.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Gale, as in the 17-year-old pop star who has a hit song, A, B, C, D, E, F, U, who has been coming out with a lot of versions of her songs. It didn't feel like there was much, to report
this week. Not on Gale.
It's sort of like now Gale Watch has become the news, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we wish we could have gotten up there to provide the information we do each week for everyone who's interested in Gale Watch 2022. Yeah. Or even if not, you're not interested, you're going to hear it anyway because Gale is so omnipresent in our culture these days.
Yeah, more so than Livrod, Olivia Rodrigo.
Livrod.
Livrod's barely.
But you searched, did a Google search and you didn't. Then you didn't say if you found anything. So
I'm we like to deliver all the news from the copter chapter.
Oh, okay.
So you hold on. Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to the next Gale Watch then too.
Because we got some good. We got some good for y'all.
Sounds like a fun office. You get a little music in the background and stuff. People were having.
Yeah, I was trying to pick out what that was. Everclear sounded like.
Yeah, Santa Monica. We had the whole album on. Somebody had a CD. The pilot brought the CD in.
Wow, really downsizing. Seems like you used to have the fax machine and the whole chopper copter.
We still have the fax machine. There's just not much to be faxing around when you're not. Let me tell you something from experience. Ain't nobody want to fax you when you're not in a chopper.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear the fax machine made it. And, not all of Acast's investment went down in flames.
Well, again, I think we're going to be able to get the chopper up soon. Hopefully by next week. And we'll be back in the skies.
Great.
And this has got to be. You mentioned somebody coming on the listen to the podcast for the first time. They're like, "What is this?" They're talking about Old Bay, and they did a Best Spices episode. And now they got Gale Watch. I'm not even sure who Gale
this
is.
This
is
shows about getting prescriptions and
right. Gale. There's a lot of
I don't think I like this show. Maybe I'm a fool for listening.
There's a lot of this and that happening before we get to the drink.
You're not a fool for listening.
Yeah, early on, we did talk about, how much are we going to talk about the drink and how much are we just going to goof? And we said, let's not try and predetermine these things. These things will work themselves out in the best possible way.
Mm-hmm. But did we say early on, did we say how much of the top of the show should be used for Gale Watch and the Chopter Copter?
At that time, when we were coming up with this show, I don't think we knew much about Gale. We could have used the Chopter Copter.
She was only 16.
Gale Watch was a twinkle in Hanford's eye at that point. You had no way of knowing.
Yeah, you could. There really is no Gale Watch without Gale. She had to kind of break down the door first, then Gale Watch comes in.
She had to put a song out and put that song out several more
times. Four times.
I have to go back to the tapes. Why did Gale Watch even start? I don't even remember why that was
we took to the skies. Watched.
you don't remember?
Made sense when you're up there.
I don't remember.
Huh. Well, I think you pitched it to Acast and they gave you a big check and the rest is history.
We went nuts.
Hey, a friend of ours met Gale recently, so there's a lot of Gale stuff happening and I'm happy that we have Gale Watch.
That's what it was. It's because we had heard of our friend seeing it and then I said, Gale's all over the place. You can't keep track of Gale, so we need Gale Watch 2022.
And Gale's Gale and that's that, as we all know.
Finger on the pulse this show. Old Bay is having a moment. We're right there. Gale's having a moment. We're right there too.
This is what Gen Z is talking about. Gale and Old Bay. they probably spell Bay a little differently. Come on. And they probably change old to new.
What do you expect from the third best comedy podcast on planet Earth? You're just right
according
there.
According to Walter.
In culture.
Do you think that McCormick is going to come out with Old Bay for Gen Z kids and it's called New Bay, B-A-E?
I kind of think Bay, that even is more of a millennial thing, isn't it? Calling something Bay?
Yes. I think that millennials created it, but Gen Z grew up with it. It's just the word that they know instead of baby.
Gen Z improved it and perfected it.
Like when you talk to a Gen Z baby who's still in diapers, they're like, hey, I'm a little goo goo gaga. I'm Bay.
I'm Bay. Yeah. Sure. A few years, you'll be Old Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what do we have today?
Hey, you got to wrap this segment up, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's it for Booze News. Insert sound here.
Note to editor Jeff.
There will have been a good sound there, though.
We should call you EJ.
Don't call me EJ.
Yeah.
All right. Don't have
to. Okay, so we're not calling you EJ. Got it. I'll write that down. Continue calling him Jeff. Okay. Let's get down to the drink of the day. This is a big one. You guys, I hope you're all revved and ramped up because, quite frankly, this is a clickable, shareable episode. This is going to be people from all over the world saying, I love that drink. I'm going to listen. And it's a certain drink entitled The French 75 You've Had.
Not and not heard.
I've had.
You've had.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Dresden, baby.
Have you heard?
Yes.
Also, I think Mookie makes these. Mookie likes these.
Little Mookie B?
The very same.
Okay, now, Mike, you said not had, not heard.
Not had or heard. And I wish we should clarify, because I feel like this comes up every... I've heard of it in the sense we've talked about it on the podcast or when we're discussing it.
Right.
That should just be the asterisk on every time we say not had.
Well, yeah. Not that you've heard of it while scrolling the IBA list for our podcast, but you're out at a...
But every week I feel like I have to be like, well, I've heard it before. When I was like, you can just relax, man. I gotta relax.
When I ask you've heard, I mean, you've had is pretty self-explanatory.
That's
you've
clear.
Heard is like, we're clear. Looking for, what do you think... What does it conjure? Jeff, you've had, when you think of a French 75 drinker or the set of circumstances under which one would order it, what's coming to mind?
It's kind of brunchy, sparkling, long, but it's in a cocktail glass, right? It's sort of a dainty little tippy guy, which I don't like.
It's in a champagne flute, Jefferson, but there's definitely a highball version with rocks, because here's the thing, guys. We're talking gin, sugar, lemon, with champagne, right? So that's a gin sour that's topped off with champagne. What does that remind us of? A fucking Collins. Tom Collins would be gin, sugar, lemon topped up with seltzer. So this is just like a Frenchy take on Tom.
Yeah. I think of it as a... Now, I just having heard it here, you're hearing it here first. It's like one of these movable feast era drinks.
Ah, yes, Paris in the 20s, Michael.
Is that right?
You nailed it.
Yes.
You absolutely nailed it.
Hemingway drinking them up.
Hammers, Fitzy
slurp,
boy.
Slurp.
Who else was in that era?
Owen Wilson.
Hemingway, Fitz.
Gertrude
Gerald
Stein.
Owen Wilson. Steiner.
Stein
spelled beer mug stylies.
Yes. Okay, so it did come out of that scene. And then guess if a drink is coming out of that scene, guess who it's often attributed to?
Henry. Harry.
Harry McAlone of Harry's New York Bar in Paris, a.k.a. we call him the Fuck Jerry of drinks because he had this book. He put the recipes in there, and then people tend to give him credit. Oh.
That's how convenient
funny how that happens.
The ABCs of mixing cocktails. So that's the deal with this drink as well, where a lot of people say that Harry invented it. But to be fair to Harry on this one, he did, at one point at least, in his book, credit the Bucks Club in London. And
he's like, I came up with the idea when I was there.
Yeah. I was struck when I was drinking a drink there. It hit me. No, he credited the bartender there.
I came up with a better idea.
So this is the same, and it also later popped up in a different Harry Craddock from the Savoy Hotel in London. Guys, this is it's the usual suspects as far as like the drinks. When we talk about the sidecar and the mimosa and the Boulevardier, all of these same kind of names come up, and it tends to be the Bucks Club or Harry's Bar. And the truth is like somewhere, you know, between the two or three places, because of course, there's also early versions of this that goes back to like Dickensian times when people were putting stuff in their champagne, but comes out of Paris in the 20s. That's all you need to know. Fancy European drink sipped by luminaries. Comes to America, not sip unlike Ed Murphy himself. What's that?
Sipped by luminaries today, too.
About to be.
Yeah, I'm looking at two of them right now on the Zoom screen. It got popular at the Stork Club in the Big Apple, a.k.a. New York.
Squawk, squawk.
And then its big major claim to fame is squawk, in the celluloid classic Casablanca. Huh? Oh. Bogey's Frenchie girlfriend, Bogey. Yvonne. Who is a bit of a lush?
Did he just hold the screen, Bogart? God,
Mike,
he was on there. You couldn't look away. He just had you.
I forget. Mike is such a cinephile. He loves literature, but also a classic film.
Classic film. Any literature?
Who are you going with though? Dream blunt rotation. You only got one slot left. You going Bogey or you going Frank?
I'm going Bogey, and you know my other two: Hepburn and. John Waters.
Oh, mine are Beavis and Butthead and Bogey.
Yeah, mine are
Beavis and Butthead. Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Mine are Bebop and Rocksteady, but not from Ninja Turtles.
your grandparents
and Dream Blood and Elmo.
were Beavis and Butthead? They were never stoners, right?
I mean, I always assumed it was implied, but they just couldn't actually ever.
That's happen. Like, I was just wondering if I just missed it, like as a kid, because I was, you know, didn't understand what was going on. Yeah, but
looking at a different part of the screen.
Yeah,
it's funny if they're not, and just that Butthead is just like, for no reason. Morons. They're just dumb.
I like that.
It is funnier to make them just
guys.
Yeah. What is it? Just like unexplainable morons.
Yeah, because I seem to remember them trying to get beer or something.
Yeah, trying to get beer was a thing they could talk about, but I feel like drugs are too hot for MTV. I always love favorite thing about Beavis and Butthead. They're little shorts.
Yeah, the little tiny shorts around. And feet.
It's so funny. They're weird like little legs.
Socks and black sneakers.
Yeah, those black shoes.
Hey, speaking of MTV, I remember, you know how on like Real World and on Jersey Shore, like there's a lot of drinking. Like there's underage drinking, is there not? I remember I directed a video that Snooki was in for Funny or Die way back in the day. And I was like, hey, how come there's no weed on Jersey Shore or like any MTV shows? And she said like the producers get like they forbid it. If you're smoking weed in the house, you're like kicked off the show. Huh. But she said that like some cast members, they would sneak out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure they'd have an edible.
A little.
Do you think they can do it now because it's legal where they, if it's legal where they shoot? Curious.
I hope so. Curious.
I bet just like the sponsors on the network don't want to be associated with it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's always what it is. The money.
Skills.
The money, yeah.
Corporate shit. Back to the drink.
Yes.
I was talking about Casablanca. Yeah, Bogey's girlfriend, Yvonne, who's the French lady.
Ivanka.
She at one point shows up with a new boyfriend and she's like, line them up. I want a row of French 75s from here to here. and she's like a lush character. So I think the thing with this drink is, yeah, it's a little strong. Jeff, you mentioned brunch. I texted Fran Gillespie of Pickleback fame. And I said, you like French 75s, right? And she's like, yeah, I get them at brunch, but you got to be careful because they're strong. And it's true because it's, you know, it's not like a mimosa where you're watering down the champagne.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there's a gin in there floating around. Yeah.
And that's the deal. That's why it's called the French 75. It's a reference to this French artillery, like a 75 millimeter cannon that was used in World War I.
That's a cool name.
A cannon.
You know, it's this is probably because I'm, you know, I've seen the movie French Dispatch recently, but it makes me think of a like a Wes Anderson term, like if somebody had a, I don't know, like a tennis racket, and it's like, oh, you can borrow mine. Oh my gosh, you have a French 75? Yeah, it's, you know, it's very popular.
Yeah, in the it's a little, like, so it sounds very like distinguished and precious. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I always think I've had, and I like these a lot, and I've never actually had it at brunch, though that makes sense. But I do think of it as a fancy day drink because it's kind of sweet. Like I think of it as like maybe you're arriving at a wedding and it's the thing that's on the trays, you know, and you're like, it's still light outside, but I want something kind of fancy. And it's kind of upscale wedding, but then I walk in like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Great
like to Wally meet you. Sparks.
Is this Wally Sparks? Isn't there like a big set piece where he has a big boner poking in his pants? He's like walking around a party and everyone's like, that man has an erection.
We got to watch that.
We should do Wally Sparks.
We're going to watch it on the blowout. That's good.
Is he like a Jerry Springer type guy in that?
You're thinking of The Ringer. The Ringleader.
The Ringer starring Johnny Knoxville?
I mean. No, The Ringleader is the...
Oh, right.
Jerry Springer is the ringleader.
Wait, isn't Wally Sparks... That's sort of like the pseudo-sequel to... What's the other movie he's in where he's got a weird name? Rodney.
Caddyshack?
I don't know.
That's like the title of the movie, though?
Yeah.
Ladybugs?
I guess there's a million. There's a million movies where he's just like, I'm a low-class dude in a high-class situation.
And they're all good.
Are you thinking of King Ralph?
Nah,
no, that's John Goodman.
That's Goodman.
No, I know that.
Oh, you were gonna try to make a fool out of Jeff, huh?
No, not a fool.
Nice try.
Just trying to help. Just trying to piece together some thoughts, maybe. Sometimes it takes a friend to put your thoughts in place and help you out.
And yeah, you're right. I think that I must admit our listeners would love it if we sometimes piece together some thoughts.
Yeah, those are always the best episodes when some ideas can come together in any type of sentences that work with each other.
Well, speaking of coming together, let's hear the ingredients that are about to come together in this Francais Sept Sank.
that's a weird way of saying that, but it is the way you say it.
The IBA recipe for this baby is 30 milliliters of gin. Now, that's an ounce of gin, folks. Dry gin. And it's very popular to make this drink with cognac. In fact, you know, if you order a French 75 in New Orleans, they say gin or cognac. And cognac sounds great because I love it. But we're doing the gin version, which is the more popular IBA recognized version.
Now, Tim, you've been on a cognac kick. Are you a little sad about that?
Maybe round two, I'll bust out the Hennessy.
I thought you might.
Next up, we've got 15 milliliters, a.k.a. half an ounce of fresh lime juice. Then we've got 15 milliliters, a.k.a. half an ounce of sugar syrup, simple syrup.
Did you say you said lime juice. Is it lemon juice?
I always do that. Lemon juice. Thank you for
that was a close one.
Making sure you're holding me accountable is the thing.
You're seeing yellow, but you're saying green.
What if I'm colorblind?
Huh. Yeah, a colorblind guy sees lemon and he says lime because it's a different color.
he sees a word for a yellow thing, like he sees banana. He's like unripe banana.
I felt very bad. One time I was in junior high in science class, and I said to this kid, hey, Johnny, pass me that red book, and he handed me a green book, and I was like, whoa, Johnny, what the hell? And he was like, I'm colorblind, and I felt really bad, but I had a good laugh at Johnny's expense.
Oh, man. Was that him finding out he was colorblind?
No, he knew, but he hadn't been mocked publicly for it.
Ah, yes.
After the lemon and sugar syrup, we've got 60 milliliters, a.k.a. 2 ounces of champagne, preferably French if you got it, champagne. The method? Pour all ingredients except champagne into a shaker. Shake well and strain into a champagne flute. Top up with champagne. Stir gently. And if you think that garnish applies, no, garnish does not apply. Do not garnish this drink.
You're wrong.
So into a champagne flute, I don't have one of those. What would be the next best thing? A cocktail glass?
Do a highball glass or a
cocktail. Oh, yeah,
glass.
Okay, I got
cocktail glass, wine glass.
Yes, I've got something that'll work just fine.
All right. Well, shall we shake it up, top it off?
Shake it up and top it off. The Sloppy Boys will be right back.
Bye, folks.
Enjoy the ads, folks. And if you don't want to hear the ads, there's a very simple way of getting away from them. You join the Patreon. It's the simplest way to get away from the ads.
But for all those, you know, not taking that option, here's your punishment.
Great. I'm sure the sponsors love to hear that. Yes, the punishment.
No, we stand by these brands for real. We've talked to them. We approve their products, and we do endorse them.
Mm-hmm. Bye, folks.
See ya.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
With French 75s, hold them up.
Okay, ooh, we got
all
Mike
different
with
glasses.
A kind of a juice glass, and Jeff with a kind of a Nick and Nora coupe type glass.
Nick and Nora, Infinite playlist?
Well, you've got yourself a little infinite playlist themed glass there.
I meant to say this before as we were talking about the drink, but we were just having so much fun. This does not excite me at all. This drink, I am not looking forward to this. I think this is like not my thing.
You dislike champagne.
Dislike champagne. I dislike brunch drink.
Did you like the Tom Collins when we did the Tom Collins in episode one?
Yes. Yes, of course.
How did your construction work? I made a rookie mistake where I poured my champagne too fast, too high, and it overflowed, and I had to go and sip the froth.
I opened mine. Oh, I should have sabered it. That would have been good. But I opened my champagne, let it sit, then did my mixing, then I poured.
Yes.
Smart. Yes. I tried to make a double because I was like, I don't like a small little drink, and I thought,
like
a double... A double will fit in like this hurricane glass, and then it didn't quite fill that, so I said, all right, I'll pour it back in a coupe glass.
And tail between your legs.
That's a big hurricane glass, I guess.
Yeah. Well, shall we sip?
Yep.
Let's sip.
There you go.
Ooh. Wrong pipe!
Mm-hmm. Michael has a very matter-of-fact head nod.
That my suspicions were correct, and I'm going to do something. This is a first, okay, on this podcast. Are you guys watching?
Oh, no.
Poured it out into
a bucket. I'm done with this. I do not like this. I'm not interested.
He had a bucket ready. He was so confident he wasn't going to like it.
It's gone. Don't want it anymore. I had the sip. I get it. Unfun drink.
Wow.
Damn. Can you mail that bucket out to me? Because I love it.
I'm going to mail this bucket out the window.
Yeah, pour the drink in the bucket, pour the bucket out the window.
It's crisp. It's a daytime sipper. Mm. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you worry a drink like this will be too sweet because you're adding some simple syrup into champagne, which is already a kind of a sweet drink. But it was only a half ounce of the syrup. To me, it's perfectly balanced, and I would much rather drink this than a plain old glass of champagne or the brunch standard mimosa.
Yeah, the mimosa is no good. The brunch drink, I said I don't like brunch drinks, but the Bloody Mary is fantastic.
Well, you know who often gets credit for inventing the Bloody Mary?
Harry. Harry the man.
Hmm. Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry and the Hendersons as well. Now, do you think we haven't done the Bloody Mary, have we? No.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. We should do that when I'm out there soon because that'll be a good everybody get in there type of drink.
And you know what we should do? We should record it during the morning. That would be
fun. Yeah. 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And we should get really drunk the night before so that it's actually a hangover cure test.
Yeah, nice. This is a good plan.
Nice, nice, nice.
Mike, how soon can you get out of here?
Maybe that's the blowout. And then the next day we record the drink, which will be the... Oh, I've said this before. What if the blowout is the sloppy boys start three beers deep. So we drink three beers and then we start recording. And then the blowout's just a mess.
And that's already what it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yes and yes. Some more.
Yes and yes. Now, Mike, I get not liking champagne.
Yeah.
I do. But I think you're a little swayed, but I think you just don't like the idea of brunch drink.
I like gin a lot.
Yeah.
I like lemon.
And simple syrup.
You know what I did before I put the champagne in? I took a little sip. A little sip.
Yeah.
And I said, that's pretty much Tom Collins. That's pretty good. It really was. I took a sip and I was like, I could do like a shot of this. So I was like, oh, well, it's already a drink.
Well, it's funny because part of what's fun about a Tom Collins is I kind of do like putting a lot of seltzer and making a kind of weak one, but then you're kind of chugging it on a hot summer day. So it's funny with this one that when you're using champagne, you can get yourself drunk. But I feel like every take on champagne I like more than... I do like champagne if it's good champagne, like Veuve Clicquot or something like that. But when I'm drinking normal champagne, anytime if I've had like a Cur Royale or a Bellini or a Mimosa, I think I like every variation better than just a glass of champagne.
Mm. Yeah. What's the Bellini again?
Peach juice.
Peach juice. Princess peach juice.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm looking very much forward to coming out to the to Los Angeles. Maybe we'll do a brunch too.
That's a good idea.
Maybe that should be a blowout. Brunch.
Oh, yeah. Blowout. Brunch.
The boys brunch.
But, you know, that would be good. We should go to a brunch hotspot like All Time and see some celebs. And then when they come over to our table to tell us that they're fans of us, we record them.
Yeah.
Put it on the pod.
Yeah,
that's
good. Can we record? Yes, I was hoping for it. My career depends on it.
I know, you know, we all love brunch. Because what's not to like? But I'll tell you what's not to like is brunch culture.
Mm.
I feel like there's, in LA especially, there's a sort of like eye roll about brunch culture.
Jeff, you're about to get involved with another culture called cancel culture because of this opinion you have.
Brunch has been big for like, in sort of the modern twist of it, for like years, like 15 years, right?
Yeah, it's
so much so that the backlash is kind of played out, and I'm back to brunch all over again.
You're back to brunch.
Hey, no, I'm team brunch for sure.
The boys are going back to brunch. Spread the word.
But do you like the food, or do you like the...
Yes, breakfast food's the best, plus liquor, awesome.
Uh-huh.
I like how it kind of like turns the day into a big party, because sometimes you do brunch, and then you're... Sometimes you go to mess hall, you do a big brunch, and then you're like, hey, we could go to Rustic. We could just walk down the street.
We can eat chicken wings there if we want. Yeah, I don't like brunch. I don't like the whole thing. I don't like the... You got to wait in line for the...
That's the thing stuff. Is the waiting.
I don't mind the waiting. I don't mind any of it.
You like the waiting? You like... Because you're taking in... It's a Sunday. It's your day
off. Well, because
you're
not just...
I don't take... Yeah. You know, I'm a rise and grind guy. You know that. And it's wake up Sunday. I can't be waiting in lines... to eat, you know, some mashed avocado or whatever.
$20 egg.
You're on your hustle.
I'm on my hustle. Yeah.
Yes. You get your grind set.
Uh huh.
You sort of post Elon Musk quotes on your Instagram. I see you do a little sort of like yeah. rise and grind, grind set type shit.
Yeah, they're Elon Musk quotes, but they're all quotes from his SNL monologue.
Yeah. About how he used to stutter.
Well, you know. My stance on breakfast foods is, I mean, I love all God's foods, but I don't get so revved up about breakfast and
some
eggs
of the, devils too.
The way some people, certain people do. Here's what I like. I'll be the guy at brunch. Oh, yeah, it's brunch. Sure, it's brunch. Looking at the menu, eyes go right down to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Fried chicken sandwich or whatever is the bottom thing on the menu that's a lunch item. That's what I order.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, hey, Tim's taking part in breakfast. And I say, I'm having five Bloody Marys and a fried chicken sandwich. That's, yeah. that's
He's putting
breakfast.
The lunch back in brunch. That's nice.
Yep.
Me at brunch, I'm like, sure, it's brunch. Sure, it's brunch. And the bill shows up and I look all the way down at the bottom and I go, and I go,
yeah, but that's the problem with you, Jeff. The whole time you're scanning down the individual priced items, you're fine with it. It's not till you get to the total. You're
Because you get so drunk at brunch, you're like, you know what? This is all on me. I got all this. Eat up. Eat. Bringing other tables in. You eat too.
I want my friends well fed. Yes, yes.
yes.
Remember, Mike, one time we were at the Las Vegas airport on a Comedy Bang Bang writer's trip, and then we came up with this idea for a character that was, hey, I'm a brunch bitch. And then we were like, like, oh, this will be great. We'll get back to the room and we'll pitch this brunch bitch.
What a brunch bitch.
Turned out that's not the type of character that gets on TV.
No, yeah. It's the type of character where you're hungover and you're kind of having fun waiting for a plane. But when you write it out, it's not very good.
The character was, I mean, the network, they said to us like, hey, this character, so like, where did this happen? And we were like, oh, well, it happened in Vegas. And they're like, okay, well then where should that stay? And we said,
oh, they got you.
Say no more.
Checkmate. We're legally not allowed to put this sketch
on television.
If you
come up with an idea
Mike,
in Vegas, you can't.
Mike, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
The brunch bitch reminds me of the Thanksgiving bitch. Do you remember the Thanksgiving bitch?
I'm sure that was all pulled from the same idea.
No.
I remember we were hosting Thanksgiving one time, and you were like, well, I got, hey, everybody come over at this time. We're going to eat at this time, but just going to warn you, you might see a bit of the old Thanksgiving bitch. Was that what it was? It was just like you having an attitude and kind of bossing people around?
Yeah. Well, you know me. I don't like people in my home, and they are in my home.
Definitely not in your kitchen. Out. Yeah, you got to get out.
Yeah, get out. I was hitting people with ladles on the hands of their... dipping their finger into the gravy. Spoil your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, oh shit, guys.
Yeah?
I hate to derail the conversation here for a second, but you know how I always do this every time we do an episode of the show? I always I set a Google alert for all of the ingredients in the ingredient list just to see if anyone's anything's going on with any of the ingredients.
Yeah.
Well,
do you do that for real?
Well, I've done it. Let's see. This was my 75th time doing it. So, yeah, I do it for every episode.
Also, what am I talking for real? You're talking real right now. Yeah, it's the tone, right. Your regular speaking tone.
Well, I was trying to laugh along when you guys were going on and on about the Thanksgiving bitch and all that stuff. But yeah. I just got an email, a Gmail here, and an alert that, it looks like I got a Google alert for one of the ingredients in this cocktail just got a mention online.
Okay. There's only four of them, so.
Hmm. Yeah, I wonder which one. Well, maybe we should listen. It says this this is a song that just came out.
That's an attachment?
Yes. It's looks like there's a new song on the Billboard charts. This is coming from billboard.com.
Okay. Wow.
And apparently it triggered a Google alert because it mentions one of these ingredients. Maybe we should listen, huh?
Yeah.
I had other foods, but they were too sweet. Now I found one that is not. It goes good in booze if you give it a squeeze. A, B, C, D, E, lemon juice. It's the fruit of the yellow fruited tree that's been crushed till it's wet and all liquidy. Lab juice, it's produce that's produced from a sphere. If you think it's not sour, then get out of here. Na 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 na. A B C D E lemon juice.
lemon juice. Wow, Gail she's spreading her wings, which I love to see.
It's too much.
That was Gail, right? That was Gail. Or was that somebody else doing
Gail? That was Gail.
Yeah, okay.
Looks like that was Gail. It's the new version of ABCD.
Looks like Gail, yeah.
The new ABCD. And I like that, you know, just the way that she articulates crush till it's wet. You know, like describing a lemon as a sphere. A lot of nice stuff that really grabs you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe this is her best version of the song. She's getting better.
She did another version that was chartreuse, was it? Or
Drambuie.
Drambuie for the rusty nail. Mm.
Yes, oh, I hope that she's not listening and gets an idea for chartreuse.
Yeah, I wonder if she heard the Drambuie one. That's what gave her the idea for this. So, I'm sorry, where did you see this? It was this Pitchfork, you said?
He got an alert.
I got a Billboard.com alert. I got a Google alert. Yeah.
That's Google, yes.
Yes, because
read it. Can you read a little bit on the post there? Is it a new song she's putting out, or...?
Well, it just says, all hot off the presses here at Billboard. There's a new big song out, and it's the number one of all.
Man, this is it makes sense that it came through your Google alert because, as we know, you know, Gale Watch 2022 was down this week.
Right.
You're literally down.
We caught it. If they'd been up in the chopter-copter, you would have definitely.
Yeah, we would have had our binoculars out hovering over because we always make a round past the Billboard building. Just to kind of see
what's going on.
They're typing on their computers in there and seeing.
So you have binoculars. You're looking through the windows of the Billboard. It's not really. I don't know if that's ethical journalism that you go to other news sources and peek at what they're.
Well, it's not hacking. It's we looked into it. Legally, it's not hacking. We're not touching their computers. It's airspace that we are cleared to be in, and you can have binoculars in a chopper.
Any information that you can glean from the chopper copter?
Yeah.
Fair game.
It's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Damn.
But yeah, Gail, wow.
Hey, you know what I realized listening to that song for the what seems like the millionth time? Or sorry, not that song, but you know, some version of ABCD.
Yes, one of her many.
I think it owes a lot to Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. I think it's got a little bit of that, like,
that kind
of
cut time.
A little of that. I can't
head nod stuff. Because, like, especially because when Miley goes,
We Can't Stop. And
you know that part? That reminds
me.
Well,
hold on.
Tim was starting to do it. What is the song you're talking about? I just can't think of.
It's a party. We can do what we want. Because we can't stop. And
Okay.
Don't know what we to put down. I love that album. Bangers has some bangers on it. That you don't think that could. You don't think that could.
Wait, you don't think that's. Aw.
Miley.
I was thinking what melodically.
What would Billy Ray say?
Kind of a little Pixies Where Is My Mind thing going on there.
But just on the Lem Juice version.
Yeah, on the most recent. You know, everyone knows the
iconic lyrics. You know that song when you're like, Lem Juice in your goose. Yeah.
Man.
Damn.
I'd be surprised. I mean, what can't she make a hit out of?
I know.
Seems like that. That song is like the skeleton key. You could put anything on that thing.
You know, they say that about some artists. They're like, you know, he or she's just been writing the same song for their whole career.
Yeah, that's
good. It's working here.
Hey, Gail, don't miss.
It's just another Lem song.
Let me just check. Let me check the complaint box. Yeah, empty, fully empty. It's working, yeah. Gail.
Hey, speaking of Lem, Lem Can Help. Hosted by Fred Armisen, has an episode featuring Tim Kalpakis and Mike Hanford. So give it a listen. Audible is where it's at these days, folks.
That's true.
You know, they got Summer and Argyle. They got this. This is crazy.
Hey, if it's not Audible, you're not listening to it.
If it's not Audible, it's awful.
If it's not Audible, it's visual.
That's pretty good. They should do something like that. Hey, if it's not Audible, you can't hear it.
Damn.
If it's not audible, it's visible.
If it's not audible, it's vegetable.
Guys,
I'm getting contact high from these French 75s. I'll tell you what.
I see you've been taking sips out of that bucket, man. You don't think you haven't noticed?
No, I've been taking sips out of my cup because there's a lot of sugar on the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's take a second round.
Syrup too thick.
I'm going to make a cognac one. I'm doing a
cognac. Make a cognac one. Great. And then, folks, we'll see you in a minute.
Ooh, Tim's gonna get nyacky.
Nyack, nyack.
You should come next time you come to a party, have cognac in your hand and be like, nyack, nyack, nyack. Guess who's here?
Yes.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're back with round two of the French 75. I just did a standard, but Timmy.
Nyack, nyack.
He's here. Come in. Come on in.
Come in and know me better, man.
Nyak, nyak.
This is delicious with the cognac. It's warm. It's sweet. Fans of sweet drinks won't like this one. People who are not fans of sweet drinks won't like this one
because
cognac is sweeter than gin. But I used Hennessy instead of my Seagram's gin, and it's more of a thing. You know, the gin almost disappears into the champagne, where this one is saying, "Hey, there's cognac in this." It's very, very good.
Nice. It looks like beer. It looks like you're drinking beer out of a champagne flute.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. I'd give anything to drink beer.
Oh my god,
that sounds like something. Wally Sparks would do.
Let me tell you this. This, to counteract the sweetness, maybe I would serve this on rocks in a highball glass. Then you have the perfect cocktail.
Oh, I meant to bring this up, Tim, before in Booze News.
Mike, no time like the present.
I know. Maybe I should wait till next week.
Should we open it back up?
Jeff, it's your show.
Oh no!
Woke up this morning.
You get the idea. Back open. Back in Booze Nose. Beep, beep, beep.
All right. So now, here's my question, Tim. How are things coming along with the Kelpie cordial?
Oh, very good question.
Advancements, developments?
After the Batman incident, when AMC Cinemas, MacGuffin's Pub, made the Batman drink that was Coke, grenadine, and Kraken dark spice rum. You know, I felt sort of disillusioned, disgraced, depressed. And now I'm kind of getting myself back up off the ground. And
Kelby's got his groove back.
Yeah.
And it's almost, you know what, in life you can turn the negatives into positives, right?
We did that this week in Gale Watch 2022.
So explain how that was a positive.
We got to chill out in the office.
Oh, right, right.
Right.
Sure. I was thinking more about how, like, Kanye talked about when he played basketball in high school and he was short. He used the scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Turn your weaknesses into your strengths. I'm coming back around. I'm going to hit the test kitchen real hard. And I'm going to say now... I was a slave to trying to make the Kelpie cordial perfect, but then what I've learned from the Batman incident in life is just like things are not going to be perfect, and you just have to sort of embrace the chaos, you know? And sometimes you got to just say, fuck it.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's that right grind set, Tim.
Yes. Yes. I will not be going to brunch this weekend. I'll be grinding.
They do say perfect is the enemy of good.
Hmm. Yeah,
is that wait?
I don't know. I might be getting.
I think it's good as the enemy of great.
Huh? Is that it? Well, there's a lot of enemies out there, but yes. I think the point was just that, like, if you're not gonna do anything until it's perfect, like you're not even gonna like make anything.
Gotcha.
I mean, maybe the proper thing would be like perfect is the enemy of finished, or completed, or released, or. You know what? We'll delete this whole show. This whole junk.
I say keep it, and I like it.
Let's good to get people into the Sloppy Boys grind set.
Yeah,
I love that. It's a groovement, folks.
Well, what are our final thoughts? I feel like we have an episode, right?
Yeah.
What are our final thoughts, Timmy?
My final thought is I love it. It's an order again. Both versions. I kind of side with the cognac a little more, but hey, the gin is great too. That's the final thought on the drink. Now, the final thought on this episode of our podcast, I think that history will tell that we're kind of like, these are the episodes where we've been sort of like stuck in a gale rut. And I just hope for the future of the show that there's like less gale. Doesn't it feel like there's just like, do you remember when Howard Stern, after Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, Howard Stern was getting fired from, and then like what was this great radio show, legendary, became this kind of like daily bitch fest where he was complaining about the FCC not letting him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so people look back on that as like that was kind of a dark age for Howard. I feel like in the timeline of our show, people were like, great show, try to avoid the gale years.
Huh. Yeah, because this could go on for a couple of years.
Yeah. I mean, seeing with her popularity and how she likes to make so many versions of her songs.
Do you think that like a year from now, people are going to hear this chunk and be like, whoa, Gayle. I can't believe they were on the ground floor of Gayle, who is now like the new Madonna. Or will it be just like...
I think so.
Or will it be like, oh, Gayle is, Wolf Mother.
Well, my Wolf Mother. My worry is that we'll be like, oh, Gayle's like the new Olivia Rodrigo. And they'll be like, wait, Gayle, my favorite superstar, is like the new who? Livia Ahuhu? You know?
Yeah. Is the new person I don't know anymore?
Huya Red Hugo?
You're just the Liv Rod that I used to know. Do you think Gautier will come out repurpose their hit and do
You know that Gautier's been looking for their second hit single.
All these artists have to just do new stuff. They can't be rewriting their old stuff.
Gautier had that one hit. It's just a guy, right? It's one guy?
Yeah, it's just a guy.
It was...
That was like a popular meme. It was like the still from that Somebody That I Used to Know video, and it said... It was like, man, this guy really just dropped this one song and bounced.
I'm going to take a sip from the bucket I spit this or dump this out into. I should give it a fair shake.
Yeah, get a good chug of that. Oh no, you didn't like it.
Awful, awful, awful. I will never drink
it.
You
didn't like the garbage liquid that he had poured out.
Never. Never again.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad
day for Harry McElwain.
Sad to have wasted my time and sad to have wasted your time, audience, because I respect you more than that.
Well, final thoughts for me. I think this is maybe my favorite champagne cocktail, except for my beloved poinsettia punch back in the holiday season.
Right.
See, something about the cranberry really knocks that really knocks that champagne into shape, and then you got all that nice greenery up top. But hey, I would do this at brunch. I would do this anytime. I'm going to do another one of these as we head into the blowout.
Woo!
You know what we should do as well, we're on the topic of champagne cocktails, is the drink called the champagne cocktail. Which is, I've had these, but I never realized. Now I'm looking at it. Champagne, cognac, Angostura, and sugar. That's going to be Timmy country. That's very good.
Oh.
Those are four of Tim's favorite things.
Hanford, keep the bucket out for that one.
Yeah, I'll make one and dump it away.
Very good.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, a weekly bonus episode where we talk about all sorts of fun things. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, well, while we sort of fade out here before we get to the final song, I'll just we'll play out with dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. It's just the Liv Rod that I used to fade this out, Jeff. Used to know.
Why am I fading it out? Because we don't know the lyrics, or
no, they haven't been written yet.
Mike, you can fade yourself out.
Yes, I can.
Nyack, nyack, everybody.
We should bring back knocking to leave the room too.
Yeah, to get outside. Is it okay if I come out there?
All the squirrels are like, no, you fucking dork.
Nah, we're eating nuts.
We got enough nuts out here. We don't need you.
There it is.